Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry that is helmed by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I am his servant on this field to get this work done for him. This ministry is a call to true Israel and the end times church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet. And only the fruitful will make it. And I want to emphasize on the fact that true Israel in this context is not the current nation of Israel that we know as being Israel as of today, August 25th, 2024, but rather it is the people of God who are still scattered around the nations. You can read about that, about the punishment that was bestowed upon Israel because of their unfaithfulness to the Lord. You can read about that in Deuteronomy 28, and you can read about what the Lord thinks about the current nation of Israel in Revelation 2, verse 9, and Revelation 3, verse 9. The Lord Jesus Christ calls them those who pretend to be Jews but are not, but rather are of the synagogue of Satan. So they are Satanists. They are diabolical, heinous, occultic, and evil people. And they are spoken about in these prophecies, in some of them, because I've been called to also speak to specifically the people of Hollywood, the people who are in the political area of the world, and the people who are in business, the leaders, the elite, as we call them. I began my work with them in 2022. And it's actually in that manner that the Lord originally launched me into ministry. And now I am here to be his mouthpiece, his messenger to true Israel, because current Israel will be swept off. They will be removed. They will die. And the Lord will bring his people, his true people, back to that land. And a majority of those people are concentrated in the Hollywood space because they control the media. Not only the media of the United States, but the media of the world. They control the banking system. They are the bloodline of Satan. They are his children. And of course, it is no surprise that Satan usurped the people of God and established his own seed in the nation that is supposed to belong to the people of God. Isn't that surprising? Wow. So, the Lord has a plan to bring his people back, to regather his people back to the land of the promise, and you're going to be listening to those plans on this platform. And just for context, I am also called to be a messenger to the End Times Church because the End Times Church is going to be grafted upon Israel and both of them will be brought back. Just like the Word of God has stated that Jesus Christ died for both Jew and Gentile, and anyone who loves God and chooses Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and actually practices it will be brought back. Those are the people that the Lord calls his remnant. So, with this introduction out of the way, it is always important to give that context to know who we are talking about and who we are talking to. Now, in today's prophecy, I am going to be talking about a prophecy that is titled The 1984 Manhunt. And this prophecy was given to me by the Lord on July 24th, 2024. And it is the second part of a prophecy that is titled The Breaking News of Iniquity. In the breaking news of iniquity, we talked about the satanic rituals that celebrities do in Hollywood. And once more, the reason why Hollywood is relevant to this ministry is because a big part of Judah, which is the major, the firstborn of Israel, not by birth date, but by being given that birthright by their father, Israel, Jacob. Judah is concentrated as the black population of the United States. They are Judah. And they are major actors, we can say, in the Satanism that goes on in that space. They are Satan's most prolific products. They are Satan's most well-used, well-exploited, and highly fruitful products. They are very fruitful to the kingdom of darkness. And this ministry is here to expose in what ways that is, and to reverse that, so that the remnant from among the people of Judah can be extracted by the Lord and returned to the land of the promise. The Lord gave me a prophecy this morning. I will do my best to publish it as fast as possible, where he revealed to me just how polluted the bloodline of Judah is. I was shocked. I was floored. I haven't completely comprehended it just yet. I haven't digested it. But you see that, for example, in the first part of this prophecy titled The Breaking News of Iniquity, you hear about the things that celebrities like Beyonce and Jay-Z, who are basically the kings and the queens of Judah, aren't they? They are the leaders of Judah. They are those people that Judah looks up to and says, these are those who represent us. Yet, you hear about the things they do, that they eat people and they slice them alive and they cook their flesh and they eat feces and drink urine. They drink human blood. They sodomize children. These are the things, these are the leaders of Judah. So I hope you see the sense of why Hollywood is relevant to this ministry. Not only is it relevant because of that, but it is also relevant because the people for which these leaders, so-called, work are the synagogue of Satan. They are the ones who use these people as their puppets to pollute and destroy the lost people. So for as long as the Lord wants me to expose them here, I will expose both the people of Judah who do heinous things in the Lord's sight and the synagogue of Satan, the Yehudim, the fake Jews, the ones that oppress you as soon as you say something against them. They call you anti-Semite when they are not even Semitic. They are not Semites. They are Ashkenazi Jews. Ashkenaz is not a descendant of Shem. So I speak boldly because I am Semite. I am part of Judah. I am Semite. So send me the emails, the angry emails. I'm waiting for them. And when I will see them, I won't even read them. I will trash them immediately. So for today, in this dream that I received from the Lord was detailing to me what would happen to privacy on the earth very soon. Any moment now, he said, especially for true Christians. Before I move forward with the prophecy, the church must know that, as the church is concerned and directly related and connected to what happens to Israel, to true Israel. Not the fake Israel you've been emptying your bank account and sending money to. They are robbing you. Stop sending them money. They are robbing you. So the story of Israel is directly connected to the church. The church must know these things. Even if you're not of Israel, of the bloodline, you must know what is going on, because it is all of us, including you, who has accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and who seeks him and who lives for him. You are part of this. So you should know. And the people who will make it back in the end is the church. The church will be a mixture of both Israelite and non-Israelite. The Israelite will not make it to Israel just because they have Israelite blood. If they are not considered righteous, if they do not withstand the tribulation, if they do not choose Jesus Christ, they will not make it back. So it is important to also clarify that. I know that these introductions can be lengthy, but the Holy Spirit is speaking and I will allow him to speak. If he wants to explain this every single time I turn the microphone on, then he will. So, to return to the prophecy, in this dream, the Lord was detailing what will happen to privacy on the earth very soon, any moment from now, especially for true Christians. In fact, the measures that he has instructed in this prophecy, because this is a prophecy that includes instruction from the Lord, the measures he has instructed here, he has already made me and my family apply them to our lives as part of our lifestyle. This is not only for the American or the Western crowd, but for everyone on earth. Everyone that considers themselves a true follower of Christ, you need to hear this. And that's because the beast system will subjugate their citizens to this. Every nation of the beast system, which will be the entire world. Read Revelation 13 for more context on that. And so the prophecy is called the 1984 Manhunt. And this is what I saw. This is what the Lord showed to me. I saw the sky getting dark at a specific point. There was an agitation of the clouds. Imagine wind, smoke, and clouds blowing in a circle in the sky. This cloudy mixture began to spiral in a circle, spiraling faster and faster and becoming darker and darker and darker until it produced a hole in the sky. And then I saw that behind this hole was another dimension, a spiritual dimension that was habitually not seen, that is not seen by us with our physical eyes right now, but it is there, it exists. But it is concealed by the blue sky that we see when we look up in the sky. And that spiritual dimension is where the demons dwell, where Satan and his demons dwell. That is why he's called the prince of the power of the air, because he dwells in the second and third heavens. And those heavens are not yet visible to these physical eyes. But we are coming to a time when all of it will merge. They will be thrown down onto the earth. And there will be no more separation of the spiritual and the physical. It will all be going on here on earth in real time. So you who says that you need to see things to believe it, by the time you're going to see it, it will be too late. It is best for you to believe it now. Because by the time you see it, it will be Satan himself and his devils, the dragon and the fallen angels. They will be walking among us down here. And at that time, if you do not have the fire of the Holy Spirit that is in every single cell in your body, you will be eaten up, you will be swept off, you will be cut off. You will die. And before that comes, another phase is coming, the Nephilim, the hybrid, half demon, half human. They are not really human, they don't have a soul. They are Satan's children. So what are you going to do? Is it when you see them? By the time you see them, it will be for them. They will be eating you alive. They will be eating you. You will be their meal. It is when they will be cutting your head off to cook you and eat you that you will be like, oops, I should have believed in this when my friends and my pastor and this woman I listened to on the internet was telling me that this is real. Now it's too late. And guess where you're going after that? You're going to the lake of fire, drinking lava from morning to night, being burned by hot rocks with no water in eternity. That's the destination. So isn't it wise to just question yourself and to humble yourself and actually seek God and ask him, look, Father, if this is real, please show it to me. And you will be blown away by the things that are happening in your own life, the way that these demons are destroying you and you don't know it because you won't believe it. So this is what was going on in the sky. So now there was this hole, and I could see through the hole that there was this other dimension that was on the other side. And suddenly there is a dark mercury-like liquid that began to leak out of that hole. The liquid was like the liquid that Beyoncé was drinking from the cup of iniquity in the first part of this prophecy called Breaking News of Iniquity. You can listen to it. I've published it in broadcast already, and it is published on the website. And as I understood it, the Lord put it in my spirit to know, as I was watching this, that this liquid is a physical representation of iniquity that is now being poured into the earth. Imagine that. This thing, iniquity, is Satan itself, himself. Iniquity in the physical form being transferred into some physical liquid and poured into the earth. And do you know what happened? As this liquid was leaking out of this hole, I saw that human beings went up to the sky and into that hole and harvested this liquid into containers. And then it was given to governments to be put in very small amounts into water pipes, canned and bottled drinks, and in different foods. And this was done at an industrial level. Now tell me if that is not Satan himself that will send you iniquity in the liquid and then tell you put this in the water that the entire population drinks. And every country of the beast system will do this. All the major food brands that you know will do this. I saw hundreds of food processing factories adding this liquid into their goods. And then I saw that only a drop was enough to contaminate anything it came in contact with. I saw a man pouring tap water into a glass, right? And then as I was watching, it's as if there was this zoom in where I could see the small, tiny molecules of the water that was in this glass. And within those molecules, I saw traces of this dark iniquity liquid in it. But when you would look at the water from a normal perspective of you just observing or pouring water in your glass and drinking it, it looks normal. It has a normal tasteless. It is tasteless. It is transparent. It is normal water. But within it, there were these traces of iniquity, tiny particles inside of it. And that little amount is enough to pollute mankind. You don't need it in large amounts for it to work. You just need to be contaminated. So after this was enforced in every country of the beast system, I saw that those who had consumed these waters and these bottled drinks and foods and so forth, they became violent. They became basically like little devils. Violent, heartless, insensitive. They were evil. And they also became sick with disorders that had not been seen before, mental disorders. I had an image of a woman who was just shaking her head in the air, just shaking it. And no one knew what was on with her. She was just like a mad person. No hallucinations, nothing, no shouting, no screaming, just shaking her head, and then shaking her body. I actually had a few visions of the kind of the madness that will overcome people. But that will be another prophecy. And then as this was happening, I saw two words written in bold. The first word was suffering, and the second word was devastation. And as I saw these words, the Lord said, These are the key words of the coming times. And then I saw the image of a newspaper, normal newspaper that you know, this kind of grayish paper with a large cover, a big headline that covered about half of the page. You know how these headlines are written on newspapers on the front page. And this headline said 1984, exactly like the book 1984. And then I saw, and then the Lord said, as I was watching this headline on this new paper, the Lord said the following, thus says the Lord, the people who will drink the cup of iniquity placed in general circulation and enforced at an industrial level will become easy targets for demonic possession. As more people become demonically possessed, they will be used as hosts for demonic spirits and will be transformed by Satan into blind witches against their knowledge and will. These blind witches will be walking cameras for Satan, used to monitor and see what happens around the world. Satan will build monitoring brigades of groups of blind witches around areas of interest to hunt my people down. Blind witches. So you are a witch and you do not know that you are a witch. But your spirit is being manipulated. Your soul is being used to cast spells on people and to spy on people. You can be a blind witch in the church. And this comes through a defiled spirit. If your spirit is defiled, you can be an easy target and transformed into a blind witch. If there is sin in your life, the devil can use your sin and covenant you to himself, turn you into his bride or into his agent, and then use the spirits that he has placed in your life because of the sin that is present in your life. He uses that sin to plant spirits, familiar spirits, evil spirits, unclean spirits in your life, and those spirits are utilized to transform you into a walking and talking witch. When you go to bed, you close your eyes, especially those of you who do not believe in the supernatural realm or are not active in it. As a Christian, you must be spiritually active, spiritually aware of the things that are happening in the unseen realm, because the unseen realm is more real than the seen realm. Everything that is seen comes from what is unseen. What happens on this earth begins in the spirit realm. Actually, the physical realm is a distraction. The things your eyes see are a distraction. They 99% of the time, they do not reflect what is happening in the spirit. Satan will distract you with all sorts of things. That is why entertainment is such a heavy and well-financed industry. Because it is used to blind you and distract you so that you do not care about the places that where it actually matters, which are the spiritual, your spiritual state. So you'll be living a life where you have about two or three spirit spouses that rape you every day at night, that rob you of everything. You are a blind witch. So when you go to bed, your spirit and your soul is being questioned by the devil. The devil is interrogating your soul and asking your soul, what did you see today? What did this Christian friend of yours, what was she doing today when you were together? Where did you go? Satan is not omnipresent. He's not omniscient, unlike the Lord. So he needs this intel. And this is how he's going to be able to track Christians, true Christians. Because true Christians do not have sin in their lives. They are not blind witches. And true Christians are very very active, and they are very fatal to the kingdom of darkness when it comes to spiritual warfare. Very, very lethal. Lethal. So, this is what the Lord is talking about here. Blind witches. And there are so many blind witches in this earth, on this earth right now. You don't even know it. Your neighbor is a blind witch. Your colleague is a blind witch. If you are cohabitating with someone out of marriage and having sex with them, you are 100% a blind witch. I am telling it to you right now, because that continual sin that you have appropriated as a lifestyle is the very nest that is hosting all of the devilish spirits. And that is the host, the seat of the witchcraft that is working inside of you, and you do not know it. I am speaking under the instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ to tell you, if you are living a sinful lifestyle, if you are homosexual, you are a blind witch. Transgenderism, all blind witches. That is why they act the way they act. That is why they are not able to see what is wrong with their lifestyle, because they have been bewitched, and they themselves are witches. That is why you will tell someone who lives that kind of lifestyle, fornication lifestyle, and they will argue with you, or they will sit and act as if they are listening to the rebuke that you're giving them in the name of the Lord. And then they will turn around and just continue. Just live, continue, as if you have not just spent 2 hours telling them about the word of God and being the best friend that you can be to try and let them see that they are selling their own lives to Satan. And then they just turn around, and if it was, you know what happened to me? I'm going to tell you what happened to me. There was this friend of mine that I considered a very good friend. Considered, past tense. And she told me about this new relationship that she's had. And the Lord is asking me to share this, okay? She's told me about a new relationship that she had. And the Lord told me if she manages this relationship, if they stay pure, this could be a very good marriage for them. And so I was like, oh, this is so cool, this is so nice, and so forth. I had some work that I had written down, evangelism work, right? And I shared it with her, and I shared it with him. I asked her to share it to him, and there it was very, very detailed, and a very detailed analysis and breakdown of what sin does and the dangers of sexual immorality and so forth, right? And she takes it and she says, yeah, thank you, and so forth. And I'm sending her videos on YouTube of different testimonies of ex-witches and warlocks, ex-sorcerers who are telling of the dangers of sin and how they used people's sins to do such things as what the Lord is talking about here, to turn them into blind witches, that a sorcerer could be sitting in his bedroom and access someone's soul. Let's say I'm sitting in my bedroom in Nigeria, and I can access someone's soul in South Africa. I can access someone's soul in France. Because that person is a blind witch. And if that person is within my network of demons, I can access that person's soul. So I can be sat in my bedroom in Nigeria, in my bedroom in Zimbabwe, in my bedroom in Texas. And I am seeing and living the life of a person in France because I have access to their soul. I can make this person walk into a room and cast spells on people in that room because I am sat in my bed and I am casting spells and speaking curses from my bed. But this person is standing there having a conversation with their Christian friend, and this person is casting spells on this Christian friend. And the Christian friend doesn't know it. The Christian friend just thinks, I'm talking to my friend. Yeah, but your friend lives in sin. Your friend is a blind witch. This is why the Bible tells us that light and darkness what fellowship does light have with darkness? You cannot hang out with people who are defiled. They are going to defile you. So if you are listening to this and you're someone who lies, you're someone who uses the word of the Lord, the name of the Lord in vain, you are someone who has idols in their hearts, you're someone who practices adultery, practices fornication, practices incest, practices bestiality, practices homosexuality, sodomy, and so forth. If this is your lifestyle, you are a very easy, Satan can access your soul at any moment and do whatever he wants with you and through you without your knowledge. So I will continue. Oh no, let me finish the story. So I say that to my friend, and I'm telling you, and then I sent her the different material that I had written down. It's actually the material that I had written down for the Hollywood crowd when I was evangelizing and prophesying to them as part of this ministry. And I spoke to her in such detail with all the patience that I could muster, with the most direct way that I could, but also the most kind way that I could present it to her, because this was my friend, right? And then we talk a few months later, and I'm like, yeah, you know, you've not seen someone for a while and you're catching up. And this friend of mine is like, yeah, I moved in with him. And when I tell you that, my jaw sweat the floor. Wiped the floor clean. And I was like, what? I was just, and then she was like, she was just nodding, like, nodding at me. And I was sat there and I was like, Jesus, Lord, my Christ and my Savior, please take me out of this place. Because this is someone that I had been evangelizing to for 2-3 years. This is someone who calls themselves a Christian, but does not practice Christianity. And I had been trying, because it is one of the people that I first met when I moved into a new town. So this is someone who had helped me in that process right at the beginning when I was starting in the new town, when I just moved into the town. And I tried my hardest. Someone that I bought books for, I would send preachings to. I know you, there are many of you listening to this who are devout Christians and you have those people in your life. Well, I am here to tell you, these people will defile you. If you've done what you can do, you have fulfilled your job as a watchman, you have told them the truth. What they do with this truth is none of your business. You need to focus now, first of all, on cleansing yourself from all of that defilement, because you do not know the kind of spells that Satan place in your life, because you would not stop hanging out with these people or with this person. This is why the Bible says, come out from among them. Come out from among them. Yes, we are called to be in the world, but we are not called to be of the world. It could be that you do not have a you have a workplace and everything. Yes, that's fine. But I'm talking about your intimate relationships. These people that you sit with and you talk about your private lives, your private matters with. These are not people who should be unequally yoked in the Lord, because an intimate conversation where you're opening up your soul to someone and telling them about, I don't know, your hopes, telling them about a dream you had. These are not just conversations. These are spiritual fellowships. Whatever spirit is in you and whatever spirit is in them will communicate in these conversations, because you are sharing with them a part of your thought, a part of your heart. And the thought, the mind, the will, the mind, and the emotions are what is called the soul. You're sharing a piece of your soul with them when you sit there and you give them details about your life. You give them details about your marriage. You give them details about your children. You give them details about what you're hoping for, what you're praying to the Lord to for, what you're hoping. All of those things are a piece of your soul that you're giving to this person. And so at that moment, it stops being just a conversation. Please listen to me. Please listen to me. It stops being just a conversation. It becomes a spiritual fellowship. And it is in those moments where you have opened yourself up to them, inviting them into your home, sat and broken bread with them in the intimacy of your kitchen, that place where you sit and you have breakfast with your husband in the morning, with your wife in the morning, where you talk to your daughter, or where you give all the good man lessons to your teenage boy as a father. In those intimate spaces, you are opening up your spirit to this person. And if this person is not equally, if this person is not sealed in by the Lord Jesus Christ as his servant, you are in grave trouble. You are polluting yourself, polluting your life. It is one thing to have to go out there and be in the world and do what you have to do out there, right? And it is another thing to bring the world into your life and to fellowship with darkness. So this person told me, announced to me the good news that she had moved in with that man. And I was just like, Lord Jesus, I was done. But then I said, you know what? I prayed to the Lord. I'm not saying it as an exclamation of Jesus. No, I was praying in my heart. Lord Jesus, please help me. What should I do right now? Because I'm not going to sit here and condone this thing. I'm not going to be like, okay, well, cool. No, I told her straight up. I said, you know what? I actually consider you a friend. And we've had this conversation many times. And what you're telling me right now, I will not act as if I have not heard what you've just told me. And I'm going to tell you the truth. You are living in sin. And this sin that you're overlooking is going to destroy your life. If I am to be a good friend, I am going to tell you the truth. And this is the truth of the matter. This is forbidden by the word of God. This is forbidden. The Satan has trapped you for a split second. You rededicated yourself to the Lord. And she actually did. For a split, when I say split, like, it did not even last 2 months. Within 2 or 3 months of doing this, she met this new guy. She told me about him. And I told her, the Lord is saying that if you guys keep up, you walk in purity, this could actually work out. But you need to follow his statutes. Less than 6 months later, they had moved in together. She was trapped. Trapped. And I'm sharing this. The Lord is allowing me to share this because I know that there are those of you out there who need to hear this. Today, I have no doubt that she is some blind witch. And that is why I will not go and sit, invite her in my home any longer. There is just no place for that. These are the times that we are living in. When the Lord said that it is time for harvest, what does the parable of the wheat of the weeds say? That when the harvest will arrive, the wheat, the weeds will be cut off, bundled together and cut off. This is the separation that is happening. You think it is going, you're going to be raptured off, and then the world will suffer, and then you'll be in heaven. No, it is now that the Lord is purging his church. It is now that you need to start making those decisions. Those friends of yours that you sit and smoke weed with, you are a blind witch. Because the worst, what is even worse with these drugs is that you do not have any, it makes you lose the control of your own mind. This is pharmakia, sorcery. The weeds and the drugs and the alcohols and that, all of that is sorcery. It is pharmakia. That is what the Bible calls sorcery, the medication, the psychedelics, sorcery, and pharmakia. They are legalizing it. And you're there clapping. Oh, what an advancement. No, weed is just a herb. It's not just a herb. It is what the Bible calls pharmakia, which is forbidden, which the Lord calls sorcery, witchcraft. So, then we continue the visions and the prophecy. Then I saw a finger. Give me a second, please. Then I saw a finger placed vertically on lips, saying, shh. You see this sign of the hush sign when someone puts a finger on their lips and does shh. And I actually heard the sound shh. And then I read the word secrecy written in bold characters beneath this image of someone putting the hand on the mouth and doing shh. I read the word secrecy. And then this is what the Lord said. Thus says the Lord, my people, you must operate in secrecy. You must learn now already to keep your private lives secret. Because there will be walking spies around you. You must keep the details of what happens in the intimacy of your homes extremely discreet. You must not open your home to anyone whose spiritual identity you do not know and are not sure of. If they are not born again, sanctified, consecrated believers of Jesus Christ, they have no place in your home. They have no reason to know your private and intimate affairs. Stop posting your lives on social media. Stop telling people about what you do and are up to. Stop being careless and foolish. The time for lack of wisdom is over. Stop telling people where you go and the things you do. Stop telling your dreams and visions to people. What I show you about your life and future in secret, unless I tell you to share it with others, keep it to yourselves and apply the instructions you received. To those who are married, you can share with your spouse, but only if they are equally yoked. For one's enemies will be the members of their own household. Be prudent and wise. Teach your children the same. Dire times are ahead of you, and only he who can control his tongue and operate as a sage will be able to withstand the coming trials. And when the Lord finished saying this, I saw the newspaper, the original newspaper that had a 1984 headline, getting flipped to the second page. And on that page were a list of names, and at the top of the list was written the title, Kill List. The names were in the thousands, and they were all names of Christians. And then the Lord said, thus says the Lord, they have already begun the process of filing Christian names from what they observe on social media and your daily habits. The hunt for Christians will not be public at first, but will begin with secret targeted hits, which will be made out to look like natural deaths. They will infiltrate your spaces and plan assassinations using different means, but the primary technique will be using poison. They will know the places you go to church and the places you go to eat, and will be waiting to poison your food and drinks that will make you sick. And after a few weeks or months of sickness, you will die, and your friends and family will think that it was a natural death because of illness when it was a targeted attack on you. Men and women of God in the fivefold ministry will be the first targets, because they know that if they kill the head, then the rest of the body will suffer. There are already very few true Christians, especially in leadership, so they want to eliminate anyone who is not corrupt in my church leadership first. You need to be prudent. Once they begin working on the heads, they will start extending that to believers who may not be in the fivefold offices, but do have ministries. Intercessors will be heavily targeted because they are the ones who keep the church's prayer altar burning. Take heed of my warning. For many of you, if they cannot get to you, they will use your family, your spouse and children, your parents and siblings. The time for public persecution will come, but it will begin with spying and secret hitmen and women who will be dispatched on these murder missions. Some of them will come in the form of new church members, new friends, new gym members who just so happen to go to the gym at the same time as you. Prudence is your best companion. You cannot overlook what I am telling you. If you overlook this, you will die. Because Satan is not someone who does things halfway. The people who consistently cause havoc to his plans are true, uncompromised Christians. So he needs you out of the way to be able to execute his coming plans of utter destruction. You must be prudent. Your prudence is what people around you will call paranoia. But do not care about that. Do not care about what they say. It is they who are fools. It is better to be prudent and preserve your life than be negligent and die stupidly simply because you cannot control your movements and control your tongue. I, the Lord God, have spoken. He who has ears, let him hear. And then when the Lord was saying the last statement of I, the Lord God, have spoken, I had a vision of the mountains, a picture of the mountains. Okay? And this is where the whole thing ended. By the time he said, let he who has ears, let him hear, the picture of the mountain also went away. And this is where the prophecy ended. And then the first banner scripture that the Lord gave me for this prophecy to share with you is Proverbs 27, verse 12. And this is what it says. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. The simple pass on and are punished. This is the banner scripture, and this is what the Lord has to say about that. Thus says the Lord, Satan is a wise serpent, and he is very patient. He will come at you in ways you will not suspect. You must be hearing from me daily to survive. If you grow closer to me, I will be able to tell you where you should buy your food and drinks, where you should or should not go on a specific day, or even go out of town. This is the precision of information you will need to survive to these times. They will hunt you like a lion hunts an antelope. Your feet must be as agile as those of a deer, and your mind as quick as that of a highly powered computer. And when the Lord ended this sentence, this statement, he gave me a second banner scripture, which is Matthew 24, verses 15 to 18. It is written, Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Thus says the Lord, the desolation is at hand. But what my church does not know is that it starts earlier for her than for the rest of the world, because Satan does not want her to intervene when he is destroying the world. You must know that judgment is coming on the earth, and you will be the first target of the angel of death. So begin to downgrade your lifestyle. Learn to survive only on what is necessary, because I, the Lord, will give you, husband and leader of your family, a dream showing exactly to which mountain you must now flee. If you turn around and get your clothes, then you and your family will surely be struck down. If you're not able to get out of bed, wake up your family, pack a backpack for each child, and leave before dawn, then they will surely find you and kill you. This is not a light statement. This is not a game. I am not wasting my time giving this message to my messenger to communicate it to you. As you are listening to this message, you must be preparing to apply these instructions already. The prudent among you will begin a fast with prayer to seek my face and receive greater revelation about your fate and that of your family, which you will not reveal to anybody outside of your absolute closest, most trusted, uncompromised loved ones who may be included in what I reveal to you. If you listen to this and ignore it, then your blood will be on your own hands. I am your keeper. I am your provider. Learn to hear my voice and take heed of my instruction, and I will surely rescue you from the snares of death and the torrents of destruction that are upon you. I, the Lord God, have spoken. He who has ears, let him hear. Ear. And this is where the prophecy ends from the Lord. And the Lord is asking us here to be prudent and to know how to live in hiding. And unlike God, unlike Yah, please excuse the noise, the background noise. Unlike Yah, Satan is not omnipresent nor all-knowing. He only knows as much as you will allow him to. And we are in times when you cannot afford to be giving him intel about what the Lord is doing in your life and your whereabouts. We are coming to a time when information about you and any believer in Christ will be like rare gold. You must be alert. The social media obsession must stop. Wanting to show the things you have and are doing must stop. You must tuck away the desire to flaunt your great marriage and amazing vacations, your amazing kids who are on top of their class and got scholarships. You know, as I was writing this prophecy down, the Holy Spirit brought back something to my mind. And this is a statement, a proverb that my grandmother taught her children and grandchildren. And this proverb says, to live peacefully is to live hidden. And in a time when things have never been as exposed as they are today, the true Christian must be practicing the opposite, prudence and discretion. If you have been engaging in the unwise and dangerous habit of overexposing yourself or being careless, saying things like, you know what, I do not want to live this way. Life is too short. I don't want to live in a way that I am wary of the things around me. This is what one of my friends told me. I was telling her about the fact that there are pedophiles everywhere. And we're having this conversation with another friend of mine. We were in a little group. And this one person was like, you know what? I don't want to. Yes, I can hire a man nanny, a male nanny. And we were like, haven't you just heard everything we've talked about? Have you not just heard what we've been talking about? That these are exactly the jobs that these pedophiles look for so that they can abuse your children. You know, when someone is not willing to listen, what can you do? But the Lord is being very direct here. If you want to live in the world of roses, that's your problem. But you will get killed. If you are a true Christian, you will get killed. Now, if you are these fake Christians, like the ones that I was talking about earlier, moving in with people, if you're moving in and living with people, you do not believe in God. Don't even, you think you do, but you don't. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said it, that if you love me, then you will do what I say. It's very simple statement. There are no gray zones. There is no way to misinterpret this statement. If you love me, then you will do what I say. If you're not doing what he says, you do not love him. You claim to, but you don't. It makes you feel good to think that. It makes you feel good to go to church. It makes you feel good to tell yourself that you're going to heaven, but you are not. You aren't. Who are you living like? You're living like a child of Satan. That is your father. That is who you love. You do not love Jesus Christ. And there is a scripture that is also very clear about this. And this is found in 1 John. It is very clear. If you love God, then you will do what he says. If you are a Christian, then you will be applying what the word of the Lord says. 1 John 2, verse 3 to 6 says the following. Now, by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. So you cannot say that you are of God, that you are God's child, that you are a Christian, that you love God, if you are not walking as he walked. Hello? Please, let's come back to logic here. You're walking like Satan walks, and then you call yourself a child of God, and you're singing, take me up to heaven, take me up to get. No, you're not going to heaven. In this age, you're going to hell, and then you're going to be thrown in the lake of fire in eternity. You will drink hot, boiling lava in eternity. You will not be with God. The gates of heaven cannot even look at you, let alone allow you to approach them and allow you to walk through them. Because when those gates, those angels that protect the gates will look at you, they will just hide their face away, that please, just take her away. Take him away. He's polluting and he's defiling this place. Just please send her where she belongs, to her dad. Her dad is waiting for her. He's over there on the place where there is fire and gnashing of teeth. That's where she belongs. That's where he belongs. Not here. You will never be allowed to enter that place if you're not righteous. If you're not walking like Jesus Christ walked. And if you're not, just like Jesus said, perfect. God is perfect. The Father is perfect. So be perfect like him. Oh no, no one is perfect. Well, if Jesus said we can be like the Father, it means that we can be like the Father. Maybe we'll not, because we are in a fallen state, obviously. We are fighting this sin every day, obviously. But there is a certain lifestyle that you can live, a lifestyle that follows the commandments and the laws of God, a lifestyle that repents, a lifestyle of repentance. You cannot even go a day without repenting. Do you know that? The minute you're going a day without repenting, that filth is coming in. Your father, Satan, is calling on you, like, come to this side. You maintain yourself in perfection through Christ, because it is not by our own doing, through Christ and the help and the power of the Holy Spirit alive inside of us. You sustain that through following the laws of God, engaging in spiritual warfare against sin, through hating sin. You cannot just look at sin and be like, you know what, let them do what they want to do. No, no. I will say let them do what they want to do over there. Let them not come into my house with that stuff. No, 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 no. That's not going to work. You need to hate sin. You need to hate it. Passionately despise it. If you're not married and you're a man, and this girl wants to come and fluff her eyes at you, you need to be rebuking her because of how much you hate what she's trying to make you get yourself into. You know, you have to reach this point in your spirit, in your soul, in your thinking, where you think to yourself, I cannot afford to sin. You understand? We talked earlier about the blind witches. Do you want to become a blind witch? Can you afford to become a blind witch in these end times? With the Nephilim coming, the aliens. Aliens feed on human flesh. They do not eat normal food like you and I. They can eat that, but it doesn't do what it does to us, that okay, you eat and you're satisfied with it. No. It is human flesh that satisfies these things. And they are coming. They are here. They are revealing themselves soon. They are already here. The reveal will be, you could wake up tomorrow and there is a space alien ship on top of your roof, floating there. I am not saying this lightly. You could wake up tomorrow and there is an alien in your backyard. They just came down from their ship. You could be in the middle of a village in Africa. They are everywhere. Everywhere. We just cannot see them with our physical eyes. So tell me how you can afford to sin. Tell me how you can afford to be a witch, a blind witch. Tell me how you can afford to have anything in your life that belongs to Satan. Tell me how you can afford to be defiled in any way. This music that you listen to, you are polluting your spirit. secular music is pollution, and a lot of the Christian music too, because the spirit behind it is the Baphomet spirit. That spirit that is at the head of transgenderism and homosexuality and the LGBTQ plus 9X people. That spirit that rules the media, rules entertainment. Behind a lot of the Christian artists that you listen to is transgenderism, is homosexuality. It is defilement, sexual sin, porn, masturbation, incest, bestiality. These people sleep with animals. And then they come and they sing, Jesus is Lord. No. 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 Please listen to me. Listen to me. The Lord has made it very clear what is at hand in this prophecy. If you fail to comprehend, your blood will be on your own hands. If you want to continue to hang out with these people and say, oh, everyone just make their choice, let them make their choice in their lives, but do not bring it into your space. Do not open yourself up to it. What fellowship does light have with darkness? And go and repent right now. Start repenting in your heart. Lord, I repent for having allowed, for having been this stupid, this foolish. Lord, I repent. Please, I plead the blood of Jesus to cleanse me of the impurity. You're going to have to pray and to fast for cleansing. Because it is cleansing that is going to restore you into a state that is in the likeness of God. You need to remove all of that defilement that Satan still claims inside of you because of everything you expose yourself to. The movies you watch, they defile you. The music you listen to defiles you. It is not just your eyes are gates to your soul, gates to your spirit. Your ears are gates. So you sit there and you're spending 4, 5, 7, you're binge watching on Netflix and the other programs, binge watching filth. You are binge eating that filth. Your spirit is absorbing that filth. And it is not enough to know about it. And it is not enough to say that, okay, I won't do it any longer. You need to sit down and repent, because it is repentance that produces cleansing. And then it is the cleansing with the blood of Jesus that restores you into the image of God. And what you need to survive these end times is to have the image of God. If Satan can see anything that looks like him inside of you, he can use that to afflict you. He will kill you. This is a time when a decision can cost you your life, because we are in the end times. We're in the time of the tribulation. We are in the time of the testing and the sifting. God is sifting his people. He's allowing, he will allow it to ravage us. It will ravage everyone. And it is only the person who was prepared, only the person who had fruit, that will withstand. So what is your fruit? Is your fruit for Satan or for God? Ask yourself the question. So, repent. Go and repent. Lord, I did not know. I repent. I confess that I have been foolish. I confess that I have been opening up my life to all of this filth. I confess that I have been partaking in all of these heinous things that you hate. And I repent of it. And I plead the blood of Jesus to cleanse me of all of this iniquity that is at work inside of me. Many of you are going to need fasting along with that. And not just once, you're going to need to do repeated fasting programs for your spiritual cleansing. You need to be clean. You need that thing that Jesus said, so as the Father is perfect, you should be perfect. That perfection means the state of your spirit. Thus, is anything in your spirit that Satan can claim? That, oh, look at that, she lies. Oh, she told that lie. That belongs to me. I am the father of all lies. Can Satan say that about you? If there is anything in your life that Satan can claim, you are not. God does not consider you righteous. There, that seal that is on the forehead that is spoken about in Revelation 9, when they were about to ravage the earth, they said, touch everything, but do not touch those who are sealed, the sealed of the Lord. Do not touch the earth, the trees, and do not touch the sealed of the Lord. Are you sealed? What gives you the seal is when your spirit is in the image of God. Have you cleansed it of all the filth that you've been drinking, the filth you've been absorbing, the people you've been listening to, the podcasts? You need to cut, unsubscribe. You need to cut that Netflix subscription. Stop watching those movies. You will not die if you do not watch those satanic Hollywood movies. You won't die. Trust me. Take that time and invest it into your relationship with God. People think that they need to be entertained. You don't need to be entertained to live. Entertainment is a satanic construct. It is not of God. It was never created when God first made the heavens and the earth. Did you see entertainment in Genesis 1 and 2? Where was it? You see worship in heaven, but do you see entertainment there? That you need to be watching a movie? Who told you that? You need to be binge-watching something on the weekend. Who told you that? Satan did. He did that. So your father is him, it's not God. If that is what you're subscribing to, what are you doing? You're doing that which Satan said. You're not doing what the word in 1 John 2 here says. That he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. You're walking as Satan is walking. You're not walking as Christ walked. Where does it say that Christ stopped to watch a performance? And they did have actors back then. They did have plays. It was in live action. It was in theater. They had song singers and all of that stuff. Did Christ mingle in that stuff? Did his disciples mingle there? Because they knew that those people, they worshiped all of the different Roman gods that they inherited from the Greek gods. They were heathens. You will not go and sit and expose yourself to filth like that. You need to kneel before God and repent and beg him to cleanse you. And these people you keep allowing, do not allow them in your house. Do not allow the music of this devil in your house. Do not allow his movies in your house. Do not allow it. I remember when I made this decision for myself. And one of my friends, because I loved film. I used to be a screenwriter. And when I understood this, it was a decision. Am I going to keep hanging onto these things or am I going to grow closer to God? It was a choice to be made. And I decided to cut it off. And I remember one of my friends with whom we would sit and watch movies. For hours. Oh, this one is so nice. Oh, yes, from the 80s, from the 60s. He was devastated. Like, are you serious? Oh, I know how much you loved movies. Oh, it's all the some sad. I'm like, don't be sad. There is nothing bad about it. I'm just not going to watch it any longer. It's not my passion anymore. My passion for Christ surpasses my passion for these things. And they are not essential to my life. There are other things I can do with my time. Like recording these prophecies, for example. This is bankable in my eternal storage box out there in heaven. That's where this time that I am spending here, that's where it is going to be recorded. And what will happen from what I from the time that I spent, all those hours spent watching this filth? Nothing. I have wasted my time. All I can do is to try and redeem it today and ask the Lord for his grace and his mercy, that I will be able to fulfill this task that he's given me. And that every minute I am spending on this work, no human being needs to know. But I know that the Lord looks at it and that it counts. And I live to make him proud. I cut it off, and I remember how sad that friend of mine was. So we won't have movie nights any longer. No, we won't. And by the way, I was saying in my heart, and by the way, I'm not really going to be hanging out with you too, because that too has to go. I can't be hanging out with people who don't even think that the spirit realm is real. They don't even believe that the Bible is the fundamental living word of God. What am I doing with you in the same room in my home? Nothing. There is nothing you can add positively to my life. If I'm called to preach to you, I will do that. There are things that you can do with people, right? Form superficial friendships. It's not intimate friendships. These people should not be in your home. Yes, we are called to preach to them. We are called to go out there to the nations and so forth. Yes, but you need to do it with prudence. And this is the process that the Lord put me through to understand these things. So now I'm dodging people left, right, and center. Many of them have given up. I count my friends on three fingers. Many of them have given up. And these are things that I would not talk about here. But the Holy Spirit is making me speak it out. And I believe that it is because he wants you to know what is required in these times. What is truly required. We do not understand what is required of the church to bear that fruit, that will stand the test with fire. We are playing around. And Israel is even so, look, Israel, not today. I'm not opening your case today. Not today. We'll do it in another one. The next prophecy is an Israel prophecy. So we'll talk then. Okay. So thank you for tagging along today's broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. At the end of the day, this is work that the Lord is making me do for you. These are the words that the Lord is giving for your sake, for you, so that you can bear fruit, because this is his fruitful factory. This is where he wants to create people who will bear fruit for him at an industrial level. That's what is called a factory. So we are going to address things directly. And I was not expecting the Lord to get me to talk about my personal business. But if he wants me to talk about it, he decides and I obey. It's very simple. So I invite you to subscribe to the Fruitful Report, which is a weekly newsletter, where every week, every Tuesday, I send you a recap of all of the prophecies of the week before. This is something that the Lord made me create for you, because he said that you have to stay up to date with what is happening with what he's saying, essentially. So if you want to be a part of that, you want to get that into your email, your weekly email, then you can go to thefruitfactory.co/report. And the website, the blog, is actually where all of the prophecies are published first. So there may be things that will take me a bit of time to bring out here in audio, but will be on the blog weeks in advance. So I invite you to go on there to the blog and to be keeping up with what is published on the blog. Because there are only 24 hours in a day, and I'm doing my best to push everything out. But I also have other things to do, to take care of, also related to this ministry, but not in this way, in the outside way. I mean, on the blog and so forth, or other areas of this ministry. I do not have a church. I will never have a church. Not me. I'm a prophet. I am not a shepherd. Though there will be prophetic teachings here, the Lord has given me quite a lot of them. I am a scribe. There is a lot of writing that goes on in this ministry, and you will be hearing more about that in the near future. So please go to thefruitfactory.co and have a look at the prophecies that have already been published there. And there is also something else that happens when you read a prophecy for yourself and you read the Lord's words and you absorb them. It is different than when you listen to them. Two different things, two different experiences. So I invite you, I strongly encourage you to be reading the prophecies as well. So thank you for listening today, and I will speak to you in the next broadcast. This is Elvira. I am the Lord's servant on this field called the Fruit Factory, and we are a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. The Lord is sounding the trumpet that it is time for harvest, and he stated very clearly that only the fruitful will make it. Go and read John 15 for what will happen to those who are not fruitful. And just to conclude this prophecy of today, this is the scripture that I will leave you with. Give me a second, please. Proverbs 13, verse 3. It states, "He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction." He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. I invite you also to meditate on the book of James. The book of James talks at length about this thing. James chapter 3 talks at length about taming the tongue, about controlling what comes out of your mouth. Some people have diarrhea of the mouth, and it needs to stop. A Christian cannot have an untamed tongue. You cannot. Just go through the Proverbs, go through Ecclesiastes, go through Proverbs, and read how much God asks you to be able to control these lips, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. You are eating the fruit of what you're speaking. So if you open your mouth and you go and tell your business to a blind witch, the fruit of that, which will be the persecution, which in these end times can lead to your death if you're not cautious, the fruit of that will be you dying. So go and read James 3. Meditate on that. And I'll talk to you in the next broadcast. Goodbye.